Hey, Bauman and Giddens are in here, and what'd you say we're doing?
I'm teasing your brain.
Listen, the only way that, I'm not going to go there. I was going to say the only way I want to be teased is by a woman, but neither one of you are that. So let's go.
All right, the first one here. Forrest left home running. He ran for a while and turned left, ran the same distance and turned left again, and then ran the same distance and turned left again. When he got home, there were two masked men. Who were they?
The umpire and the catcher. I'm right. Go ahead and say I'm right.
I guess he is.
Yeah. It's a baseball game. He started at home and ran first, second, third, and grounded home again.
Umpire might not be there. It might have been a game-winning run.
It was two masked men.
Two masked men?
Two yeah. masked
men. But I'm men. Saying the umpire might not have been there. It might have been the game-winning run. I guess he's got to wait till he crosses the plate anyway. Go ahead.
You're stuck in a concrete room with no windows or doors and only a mirror and a table. How do you get out?
Blow it up.
All you have is a mirror and a table.
A mirror and a table.
And the room has no doors and windows. How do you get out?
How do you get out? So it has something to do with a reflection.
I don't know. My brain's fully teased.
It has something to do with a reflection.
You're right. You're on the right track.
What is it?
You don't take a guess at it?
No, I don't is it, know.
You have a mirror and a table.
You go into the bathroom like Giddens and you blow it up. When you blow something up, then you leave.
I don't know.
So you look into the mirror, see what you saw, take the saw, cut the table in half, two halves make a hole, and you climb out through the hole.
What? Okay, no. These are supposed to be quick hitters. What kind of logical loopholes would you have to go through to come up with that answer?
That sounds like something Elmer Fudd would do.
What do you mean? You take what you see, what you saw, take the saw, cut the table in half, and two halves make a hole.
But it ain't a real saw.
But you see what you saw.
But it ain't a real. How you gonna cut something with ain't real?
I reject that brain teaser.
By the way, these are not made by ChatGPT or anything. These are professional made brain teasers.
I reject.
Who's the dadgum professional that made that one?
I don't know.
Can I have that job?
Yeah, we need that job.
I got to write down some nonsense on a paper and get it.
Dadgum. What's third?
A man stands on one side of a river, his dog on the other. The man calls his dog, who immediately crosses the river without getting wet, without using a bridge or boat. How did the dog do it?
Dog paddled.
It's not wet.
You don't have to get wet to use a paddle.
No boat, no bridge.
No boat, no bridge, and he got there without being wet.
Cross the river.
The river's dry?
No.
Riverbed's dry?
Man went and got him.
Nope. He crossed the river to meet the man.
He crossed the river to meet the man.
Yeah. And he's not wet, and he couldn't use a bridge or a boat.
It's a very small river that he jumped over.
Nope.
I don't know.
Giddens, you were close.
I mean, that's the only thing that made sense to me is there's no water in the river.
No, the river's frozen.
Oh, okay.
If it's frozen, his feet are still getting wet.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Go get on a hockey ice rink and tell me what your feet do.
No.
He said no. He's not going to do it.
No.
But Giddens, am I not right?
The dog was not wet.
His feet would have been wet if he crossed that ice.
No, they wouldn't.
You come from a soccer family, didn't you?
No, I'm not Giddens.
I don't come from a soccer family.
You don't come from any family.
He says no family.
No, I'm just kidding. All right, go on to the next one.
All right, we'll do one more, then we'll take a break.
All right. Yeah, we need a break from them three, don't we?
Yeah, my brain is...
I ain't got any of them right. At least you got one.
A man jumps from a 50-floor skyscraper and survives without any injuries. How is this possible?
In a parachute?
No.
He was on one of them ledgers, like cleaning windows.
No, he jumped.
He jumped.
From a 50-floor skyscraper. How did he survive?
The floor was on the ground.
He got it. He was on the ground floor.
Oh. I got one right, Giddens. How about that?
But mine was right, too. He would have survived if he had a parachute.
But that's not the brain teaser, Giddens.
All right, we'll come back with more of this idiocy when we get back. Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me, and we're doing these, what do you call them?
Brain teasers.
Well, if you ain't got a brain, it's hard to tease. I got one. How many do we do?
Four. And both of you got one.
I'm 25%, Giddens.
Me too.
That's about how much of your brain's working right now.
That's how much of a brain I have.
Hey, that's not bad, though.
Are you the Scarecrow?
Huh?
You the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz?
He called me the...
I'm the Tin Man.
No, he's the Tin Man, yeah,
you
guess.
You said I was a Tin Man earlier because I didn't have a heart.
Well, that's true. I guess I'll be the Lion. I ain't being no Scarecrow.
You need more courage?
Yeah, I need more courage to come in this room with y'all. All right.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah, I guess.
A man was walking in the rain. He was in the middle of nowhere. He had nothing and nowhere to hide. He came home all wet, but not a single hair on his head was wet. Why is that?
Because he was bald.
There you go, David. He knows this because he's bald himself.
Yeah, he's lived that. He's lived that moment.
I ain't bald. I got two hairs. They get wet.
All two of them?
Yeah, both of them. They're in place today, too.
I got two more.
Hey, I'm building my percentage. I'm at 40%.
Your brain is teased now.
You're escaping a maze, and there are three doors in front of you. The door on the left leads to a pit of lava. The door in the center leads to a room filled with deadly gas. And the door on the right leads to a lion that hasn't eaten in 3 months. Which door do you choose?
The right one.
Again, which one are you choosing?
Do I have to choose a door?
Yeah.
Why?
You have to get out of the maze, Giddens. You can't just die.
You got to use a door to get out of a maze. Which one of them are you going through?
You can choose the same door he chose.
He'll go through the one where you eat. It's called the buffet line.
I'll choose the door.
The left is lava. The center is deadly gas. And the door on the right leads to a lion.
He's used to being in that one in the center.
Yeah. Wait. Read the first part of it again.
You're escaping a maze, and there are three doors in front of you. The door on the left leads to a pit of lava. The door in the center leads to a room filled with deadly gas.
That's one you're
And the door on the right leads to a lion that hasn't eaten in 3 months. Which do you choose?
I choose the center.
I choose the right door.
See, David got it right. You know why? The lion hasn't eaten in 3 months. It's dead. It's not like you, Gins. Don't fast for 4 days and then...
You're used to that center one with the deadly gas.
Yeah, I think I'd be fine in there, actually.
You're conditioned?
Yeah.
Which did David's truck definitely condition David?
I am at 60% of these, baby.
That's bad math.
Ain't I?
No.
I'm three for five?
No.
He said 50%, 3 for 6.
Yeah. 3 for 6, okay. I'm 50. I thought we'd done 5. Done 6, okay. All right.
Two people ordered the same cocktail at a restaurant. They both drank it at different paces, but one person died while the other survived. How is that possible?
One of them was poisoned.
All right, read that again.
Two people ordered the same cocktail at a restaurant. They both drank it at different paces, but one person died and the other survived. How?
The one that survived was at a zero pace, had not drank any of it yet.
Nope.
Gosh.
One of them was poisoned.
Yeah, but how?
What do you mean how? But
it's the same cocktail.
Same cocktail. How were they poisoned?
By the waiter.
One's drinking at a different pace
than the other.
He drank all of it.
No. What? They both drank it, David.
Okay. Tell us that.
I already got it right.
No, you didn't.
No, you got it half right, Giddens. That ain't nothing. You don't get stuff half right and get
I get half credit.
No, you don't get half of nothing. It's just like you being half hungry.
Yeah, he's the whole meal.
Right, he's the whole hunger.
The cocktail contained poison in the ice. One person drank quickly before the ice melted while the other waited, allowing the poison to spread.
I was right.
You wasn't right.
I said it was poisoned.
Give him the one that's got no ice. All right, let's go.
So no poison?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the last one for today.
Oh, he'll drink.
I'll bring back more.
You know what? He'll drink both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
No, cocktail is not food.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. I like food more than liquid.
If it's anything you can inhale, have you ever drank anything?
I mean, you got that.
Yeah, I like to drink.
You got that 10-gallon bucket of dirty water in here with you now.
You don't see me going through it fast.
But there
if this was food, it wouldn't be here.
Okay, but there is some gone, isn't there?
A little bit, yeah. I got a drink.
There's nothing little bit to you when crossing your lips.
You consider this a large portion of water drink?
No. For you, that's a straw full. For me and Bauman, that'd be a whole week's worth.
A whole week's worth? That's all the water you drink in a
Why
week?
Why do you think we call you a horse?
You because I eat grass? I don't know.
You drink, eat, sleep, and poop like a horse.
Horses do other things.
But those are the only four that you do correctly. I mean, come on.
So you're saying that I eat and drink and sleep and defecate correctly?
No, two of them you don't.
But that's what you said. You said those are the only things I do correctly.
You do them correctly, but you just do them in excess.
So, yeah. So I drank the proper amount then.
No, you do not. I said you drink them in excess.
This is not excess.
No, that's proper.
Do you consider this excess, Alex?
In a day, that's how you're much supposed to actually drink as a person.
Pretty sure you're actually supposed to drink more than this.
Probably, yeah. I think it realistically, aren't you supposed to drink about two of those a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot more than this.
Yeah. But you eat six times as much as you should. So
it balances out.
Make it 10 times after
like
a fast.
This. And here's Does it balance out like this? It
balances out like that 6-7 you're doing, but I'll tell you this too. So when you eat six times as much, you poop six times as much, and you sleep six times as much.
He don't sleep now without eating with the baby.
Yeah, eating makes you sleepy though. You know that. You know it.
It gives me more energy.
Eating gives you more energy?
Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah.
He's got to eat again.
Because he does it constantly. I understand that.
Yeah.
I'd like to know in a 24-hour period, when does he not eat or drink?
Well, right now he's not.
Huh?
When I'm sleeping?
I guarantee you if there's such a thing as sleepwalking, you have gotten up out of your sleep to go get a pizza.
No.
Yes.
He's ordered a pizza in his sleep.
There's got to be, I guarantee you, that if Celia cooked crab legs and some of them were left out on the counter, he goes to bed, he gets up with his arms straight out in front of him like this, with his eyes closed, he's going straight for them crab legs.
Why would you not put them in the fridge and save them? Leave them out on the counter all night?
Do you understand that at your residence, nothing is saved?
Yes, it is.
Nothing.
There's leftovers in the fridge right now.
Your son is going to be malnourished when he gets to be
another
6 months
he's
old.
He's like getting real serious. Yeah. It's like an audiobook.
Celia,
he's like he's announcing over a
golf.
He don't know that I've talked. Celia hadn't
eaten National Geographic.
Celia hadn't eaten anything since Christmas.
Not true.
She'd be dead like that lion.
Well, I mean, I
know. Which door are you going through? Your wife hasn't eaten in 3 months?
He's going through the door of the local Publix is where he's going.
I'm picking the deadly gas and the pit of lava both at the same time.
I guarantee you that deadly gas is something he has definitely used.
Is it as deadly as Giddens gas?
Oh, well, let me tell you something. It turned my truck inside out 3 months ago, and it's still stenching my truck.
I don't believe it. I think he's lying.
Go out there. If Bauman goes out there and sniffs, he'll pass out on the sidewalk.
What I need to do is I need to remind you guys, I feel like you've gotten this fairy tale in your head about how bad it was. What I should do it again to bring you back to reality.
In your own car. You will not get the opportunity to do it in my truck again, for if you do...
Get out.
No, you're not going to be no get out this time. It's going to be lights out.
Lights out.
Lights out, baby. Going to pull the pistol out from underneath. Pull the pistol out from underneath the seat and bye-bye ghetto.
Wow. A direct threat.
Yeah. Well, after you did what you did, somebody needs to threaten you like that. That's ridiculous.